I'm Eric Whitney with Montana News. Activists against more coal trains in Montana are rallying across the state this week.
Coal was cheaper than Chinese coal.
Billings-based Northern Plains Resource Council hosted this event in Helena Tuesday to share their point of view opposing a new West Coast port that would export coal from the Powder River Basin. It came one day after the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers denied a permit for a different proposed port that would have shipped Montana coal to Asia. The 25 people who came to Helena's downtown public library acknowledged the victory. But the main speaker on Northern Plains' tour against the coal trains says there's still work to do.
Well, it's not over until it's over.
Les Anderson is an activist from Longview, Washington, where the proposed Millennium Bulk Terminal would be built. He was in Missoula Monday and will go to Livingston and Billings this week for what Northern Plains is calling people's hearings.
Montanians have been left out, and they're impacted by this just as much as anybody from pit to port. So we're here to make sure that Montanans are heard. And so we're taking comments today, and we'll be turning those comments in to the Department of Ecology and the state of Washington.
Backers of the Millennium Terminal say that it will boost jobs and the economy in the Powder River Basin in Washington state. A part owner is Arch Coal, which recently declared bankruptcy. They and other companies mining in the basin say that countries in Southeast Asia continue to build new coal-fired power plants, and that'll create a market for coal from the U.S. The deadline for public comment on the proposed Millennium Bulk Terminal is June 16th. The state of Washington is holding a public hearing on it in Spokane, May 26th. I'm Eric Whitney.